Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense situation in Zimbabwe amid planned street protests.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.viewawayzimbabwe.com, at www.viewawayshona.com, and at www.viewawayndebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about planned protests as Zimbabweans cry foul over the high cost of living.
MDC youths have threatened to stage nationwide street protests over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The party says people are now living from hand to mouth in the country due to the harsh economic environment. But the ruling party has vowed to ruthlessly deal with MDC activists, saying they want to destabilize Zimbabwe.
Teachers, health workers and other state employees have also threatened to down tools, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
Harare residents say the government today deployed a large number of state security agents, including the police, to maintain law and order following reports that MDC activists wanted to stage street protests in the city.
This comes at a time Zimbabwe is registering rising inflation, with prices of basic commodities going up almost on a daily basis.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga unjani Void.
Angiyaphilani, utini?
Hayi mbijana mbanjana bantwana.
Ah, ndizwa kuti unenyaya uri kuda kutaura tisata taura yatina iyo.
No,
ngatibatangoitaura iyo.
No comment.
Aiwa, inofanira kutaura because handida anozotaura tabva pashow. Beta vanhu vazive kuti uri kupembera nokuti Highlanders yakadya Dynamos nezuro.
No comment.
All right. Ratichaitaura futi yapera.
Yeah, yapera.
Ndizvozvo. Hongo vadiwa vatereri tinomboitawo tichitanga tamura mbabvu nekusekawo. Hatingangoti zvinhu kana zvikanyi zvaoma hatichaseka. Tombokurukurawo. Saka ini nasawira wangu Gibbs tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yenhabvu yakatambwa nezuro. Yakapera yakati Dynamos 0, Highlanders 1. Asi mutambo uchiripo. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nenyaya dzeupfumi. Kazhinji tinoziva kuti zvinhu zvinongoita bhande nebhurugwa kufambidzana. Tinonzwa kuti munyika mune musina kunyatsogadzikana. Tanzwa kuti muguta reHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana manga muine uwandu hwemapurisa. Zvichitevera mashoko akaburiswawo nevechidiki vemDC yekuti vacharonga kuratidzira. Zviri kubatanawo zvakati nevashandi vehurumende, mapoka akasiyana-siyana, wezveupfumi, wezveutano nevarairidzi. Tiri kunzwa kuti vari kugunun'una, kana ivo mauto nemapurisa tonzwa kuti vari kugunun'una nenyaya dzemihoro. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaita kuti pawedzerwe huwandu hwemapurisa. Tinonzwa kuti nhasi vanga vakawanda kwazvo, vakapakata zvombo nedzimotokari dzinoshandiswa mukudzivirirwa kwemhirizhonga, pamwe chetewo nekupfeka mbatya dzinoitawo kuti iwo mapurisa anga achipinda mumhirizhonga kana muriot. Saka tanzwawo zvakare bepanhau reDaily News rataurawo kuti gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika amai Opamuchinguri Kashiri, Minister of Defence, hanzi vati mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuchizoitikwa. Zvichireva kuti kana pakaita mhirizhonga, munoonawo zvakare mauto achipinda munyika mumigwagwa. Kana pakapaita kuratidzira kunozonzi kune mhirizhonga, zvinoita kuti mauto azopinzwa achiparadza kuratidzira kune kuripo. Ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi kuti zvii zvingaitwa kuti nyika igadzikane, zvigadziriswe zvinhu izvi. Tinonzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva. Tanzwa vamwe vachitinyorera vachitaura kuti chingwa chakwira mutengo kubva pa $3.40 $4.40 kuenda pa $4.25. Tambobvunza unyanzvi dzezveupfumi dzataurwa kuti hongu mune zvimwe zvitoro mitengo yechingwa yakwira uye mukupera kwesvondo yemwe kubva chishanu chingwa chaachinetsa kuwana ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana kana zvinhu zvavanodya zuva nezuva zvichinetsa kuwana ngatikurukure Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke tonga ifaiwo tesimini ndava yetu lapa ke esikuruma ngayo so ke abantu bati abantu bati bafuna kungena emgwaqweni joko so kunoku ke kwenzi kuti amapolisa angene emgwaqweni kona ngale ukuthi ayivimba sizwile njalo ke uminister of defence ukhangelane ngezomvikela uminister uOpa Mtshikulu esithi abazangena ke emgwaqweni bazagijinyiswa bazabanjwa bazayenziwa konke okumele kwenziwe ngoba kumele kube nomthetho phela ngokutsho kwabo so kuzobuya ke nxa sisikhangela ke impahla jonga ingani kuphuka insuku zonke njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi isinkwa sibe siyi $3.40 kathe sesiyi $4.25 so kutsho ukuthi vele lapha eZimbabwe abantu abaningi bathi vele kusathengeki izinto eziningi so nxa sisikhangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha abasakhulayo abakubandla MDC bathi bona bazangena kuphela loba kunjalo ngoba bathi akusaphileke eZimbabwe so ke nxa bekhuluma nje bakhulumele ukuthi balungise ilizwe libe lilizwe elibusekayo libe lilizwe lapho abantu abangahlala khona bedle ukuthi nxa uvuke ekuseni ubona nje ule breakfast yakho kumbe iti wovulela ichoyo
inaliye
iti elochako ejile
anzi chagai alternatives kana matadza kutenga chingwa
mbaila kumbe into ezinjani
nemananga asi
manje
kana kusina kunaye zvakanaka akula lot
yeah akula mas so kuyahlupa kakhulu so sifunukuzwa ngani izulu kandaba othilithini ngodaba lolu ngenani ngobuningi benu konapha ke enkundleni sixoxeni sizwe ukuthi singathini ngodaba lweZimbabwe. I'm happy that two of our guests are already in right now. The first guest is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson of the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Aswera. So then the second guest is Mr. Pilif Gaule. He's a former Cholocho senator and now he's currently a ZANU-PF member. So Mr. Gaule, we are happy that you have also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Keep saying you this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Chonga, I think you can start the program.
Yes, to tanga nava Mafume. Welcome, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, we heard that there was an unusual presence of police or a police presence on many streets in Harare, and I also heard from our sources that in Chinoy it was the same and other cities and towns. And I think this follows a press conference by MDC youths where they announced that they were going to take to the streets because of the current economic situation. May you tell us more about this? Mr. Mafume, Mudukumira, if you can just explain in English so that our other guests and listeners will also be on the same page. Then tozoenda edu takuita mitauro yakasiyana siyana. But since we are starting with you, just give us the response.
Oh, it's English. All right. That's fine. There has been a presence of police, an overwhelming presence of the police in the streets and in the cities. We do not know what has caused that, because what the police are supposed to do when someone wants to protest or demonstrate in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, they must assist that person. They must help that person to demonstrate. It is a human right, and a basic human right which cannot be taken away from a person. You cannot frighten hunger out of a person. You cannot frighten expression out of a person. You cannot threaten the person to be happy about a situation that they are not happy about. So we are concerned that the response by government is that they want to, when people are asking for bread, they are giving them stones. When people are asking for meat, they are giving people snacks. When the people are asking that the situation is untenable, people cannot survive. It is not the turmoil in the streets that is causing the problem. It is the turmoil in the people's stomachs. People are walking like zombies. They cannot work. They cannot get treatment. They cannot get anything. They see people like Wadgajena bringing Lamborghinis. Today there was a Mercedes-Benz Maybach, one of the most expensive in the world. We have a vice president who goes to water sessions, prayer sessions in Nigeria, with a private jet and pretends to be meeting Nigerian vice president, when we all know that he went to consult church people. So it's a terrible situation in terms of the economy. It is a terrible situation in terms of the livelihood of people. People do not know where to begin. They are living miserable lives. Yet all they get from the government are threats, presence of the armies. And I should hasten to add that even the police themselves are hungry. We leave them in the community. Even the soldiers themselves are hungry. Everybody is hungry, except the few like Wajir Jena, who can afford to buy a $200,000 car and drive it in the potholes of Harare and brag about it. They are stinking rich, filthy rich, causing and a security threat. What these people brought, what the army brought into power, is a serious security threat, who are behaving 10 times worse than Great Mugabe. They are buying things, they are enjoying their lives, they are getting fine women, they are getting fine food, they are getting all the finer things in life, but making everybody miserable. When they took over, bread was 99 cents. Now it's $5. When they took over, fuel was $1. Now it's $5. Everything, every indicator you can think of, everything is bad, 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 bad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Now, Mr. Kaole, I think you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. He's talking about the politics of the stomach here, nothing else. So now he's saying that when people demand bread, they are given, you know, some stones. And when they demand some meat, they are given some snakes. So at the end of the day, these are very, you know, strong words. Like, people really may be facing a very serious problem in the country. And maybe, can you tell us why the government would then decide to, you know, deploy the army, deploy the police, to actually block some protests, since it is constitutional for people to protest? Mr. Kaole.
Yes. While it is the right of the people to protest, to demonstrate, it is enshrined even in our constitution, I hear. So that is what this Mafume is saying. And really, I would want to say it is the duty of the government to protect its citizens. And there is nothing wrong with the police. It's being seen in large numbers roaming by the streets. That is to all, their duty is to maintain peace and to protect the citizens. And remember, the government really is doing whatever it is doing. Remember what happened in the past. Uh-huh. We are learning from what happened in the past as a government. The government, you know, we had problems last time, and when people hiding behind the demonstrations, the so-called demonstrations, with a political agenda, with a hidden political agenda. Some people wanted to get away with it even then, and the destruction that was caused, and the anger that was caused, all the looting that was caused, and with these people coming in as human rights now at the end of it all, rather than coming in right from the beginning, when the people started this demonstration, mm-hmm. forcing people out of the street and burning cars, destroying property, and really loss of lives and things like that, of property and things like that. And therefore, the government cannot fold its hands and watch. The government must come in and really try and make sure that people, citizens, are protected. This is exactly what our government is doing. There are some people who are taking advantage. These people are opportunists who would want to take advantage of these skyrocketing prices that are skyrocketing almost every day. Who is causing that? Who is increasing the prices? The one that is increasing prices, they must go to this doorstep and demonstrate to that person. It is these people who are supporting our economy. They must identify those saboteurs and demonstrate to those saboteurs. Because the government is not the one that is increasing prices.
prices are being increased by people who are burning money, all causing, all probably, you know, burning money all over the show, and people increasing prices all over the show. And this is not the duty of the government to really punish those people. But the government is doing something to make sure that at the end of the day, people really can afford, really can a better life. This is what the government is doing. Austerity measures are in place, and these austerity measures to get us where we want to, a land of plenty. This is exactly what the government is doing.
Thank you.
We totally talked about that even right from the beginning, and that people now, we must tighten our belts, but now people are taking advantage, increasing prices every day and causing people to demonstrate, to revolt. This is bad.
Thank you, Mr. Gawule. Yeah. No, thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Siyabuya kuwe. Baba Gawule, ubambe khona. Before you react, we've got a caller. Yeah, Mr. Mafume, let's take the caller. And,
Yes, hello. Ubani?
Bakulule.
Yes, Bakulule. Kunjani Void? Yes, as pompe sibakhulile ngoba lamhla abantu baningi sibili wena ukubona njani khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe kukhanya ngazani sokungani amapolisa lawo asenxibile cabangela ukuthi abantu bangena emgwaqweni bejengisela so ubona njani konke lokho
ngibona kuyinto eyenziwa ngamapolisa kahulumende ngoba yokuwona yiwo agcwele ukukhohlakala kakhulu ayekeni abantu bemathele lezi zinto abangazithandiyo ngoba lokhu sokuvwethuseni abantu and into ekhona ungathola ivini labana ababenza i-black market bahamba phambi kwawo amapholisi eboda babe bephambi kwawo bethethe izimali zingayo emabhenki so amapholisa vele wona agcwele nje ngathi kukhohlakala ukwethuseni abantu abantu bezimbabwe sivele sibhene ukucindezelwa so abayekele siyenze into esiyifunayo ukuthi iZimbabwe iqonde izinto zihambe ngendlela eyiyo.
Ye, kodwa njengoba abanye bayakhuluma ukuthi lingangena emgwaqweni lapha yini elicina lichisa phela impahla lisenza into ezinjalo, kambe kuliqiniso konokho?
Hayi, lokho angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Bona yibo abayenza ukuthi izinto zibe njalo, abantu babe behamba ngendlela. So bavele befake i-trade ngoba njengezwa isikhulumeli se-youth ukuthi bangathi bayatoyitoya emgwaqweni lapho abazabatshaya bona bahle baba yibo abaqala ukwethuseni abantu abantu babe befanele benze ilungelo labo even benjalo nabo babugawule bekhona lapho beloko bekhuluma bayalwazi uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi lumi lisima kanjani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu, sibakhulule ungathinela kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ingene namhlanje.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu, sibakhulule. So that is Mr. Sibakhulule. He says Zimbabweans should be given a chance to say whatever they want and do whatever they want. So maybe we can copy
yes, to Mr. Mafume. Yes, maybe wanted to respond to Mr. Gawule.
Yeah, Mr. Gawule is delusional. And it seems like he's living on Mars or some other country. Or maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting from taking money from the population. There is no austerity. These people are traveling in private jets. Wajgajena is buying Lamborghinis. They are buying Mercedes Benz.
But Mr. Mafume, before you go any further, Mr. Wajgajena, I think that's his private money, private life. We cannot include it in government budgets or government austerity measures.
It is not a private life because he is an MP.
He's an MP, yes. He's an MP, yes, but he's entitled to his life because he is working, his businesses. So
No. So foreign currency is allocated. Everyone is in a line to get foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign currency is allocated to buy a luxury car, and yet the government cannot buy hospitals, medicines, and people cannot go to treatment, to schools, and we cannot buy essentials as a country. We cannot buy wheat, which we could buy a few months ago. We cannot buy fuel, which we could buy. All the money that we were supposed to use to buy fuel, imagine how many ARVs that duty would have paid if it had not been made a rebate. where did he get the foreign currency? He is a businessman in Zimbabwe. He is a member of parliament, and the only reason that he got that rebate is because he's a public figure, not because he's a private figure. And the only reason he was allowed to carry out so much foreign currency outside the country is because he's a public figure, not a private figure. And then he uses scarce foreign currency that could have saved lives, people whom we are burying because there's no medicines in hospitals. He uses it to buy a car where he sits the whole day driving around like a baby with a new toy. That is not a private life. That is a very public life, and that is the waste of money that is happening in this country, where cars are being bought with the scarce foreign currency. But we are told when we want bread with the wheat, we are told that we love luxury. When we want cooking oil, we are told not to use cooking oil. When we want bread, we are told to eat mbambaira. When we want mazondo, we are told to eat mopani or worms from somewhere else. We cannot have that. He is a very public figure, and he used public finance, and that is the high definition of corruption, and there is no austerity there. And that is what people are angry about. When people display wealth, when they display decadence, when they display debauchery, a life of pleasure, women and drink and fast cars, whilst everyone else is suffering, the people will protest. They will not sit around and watch other people live like kings on our money. When a soldier now is earning $80, a policeman is earning $50, all the money that they say is the strongest in the region cannot buy a toothpaste. An iron costs $799. So it means your salary as a senior civil servant can only buy an iron at the end of the month. We cannot live like animals. Where we are supposed just to earn money, to eat, and then sleep, and wake up again to work, eat, and sleep, and live like a donkey. That is how animals live. They cannot build houses. They cannot buy cars. They cannot go on holidays. You cannot reduce a whole country to live like donkeys.
Thank you, Amafumera. Mbaya nyumuri parunare titore mteereri. Itina mkoma tapio, parunare mkoma tapio wa makadi.
Mkara, makadi mkoma.
Taka simba murufo na murupi?
Kita South Africa.
South Africa, iwo mbe papi pacho?
Njobek.
Johannesburg.
Kara, unandri njobek.
Aywa maita basa mkoma tipe ufungwa zenyi?
Chokwa dikiripo ndike kuti mkaiendi kwa ya endaga. Kwa kurwadza.
Mm-hmm.
Tinazo ama jirimo mzimbabu macho. Kupenye watakura ramezi nezika. Isusu warikunze pita atori wa kuchenge tamuri. Yesi, backlog ya tana yoga. Wakura warukuta wala shukuti wano chenge tezu wago wano chenge tezu wano properties and so on. Wano chenge tezu wano properties awo kuti atapuwa nyunga. Awaka wana nzira zirudra nyunga. Rushi njiri nyunga. Saka sunu sinurwadza. Kuti ukatarisa kuti vakura vanenge vachitudza kuti panopwanywa zvinhu. For example, vatora nyaya dzekupwanywa kwati magaraji and so on. Who owns zuva petroleum? Kwara vatarisa ka ndiyo vakuru dari muhurumende yaya vanofuranta vamwana. Ende ndio vanhu vekutanga vakatanga kukwidza fuel kubva $0.18 kuenda $3 something. Which was mari yekuti yakashamisa pasi rese. Kuzwa nkani fiwe enda $3. Mwronza. Saka zini zinoru waza kuti inwoka kwa wari azinyanya waru waza because wari kushu wana mahara on the expense yima textures. Because wana wakika mwota tunutuwa za chuku wanapuma kutuma social media. Mari yake wari kiyo wana forex. Nikana nikakinza yana mari. The question is wari kiyo wana kutu mari. That's a very simple question. Ili kusha ikuwa ni nika. Ya kwa nkwa nama individual. Where is it coming from?
Thank you so much. Mkuma tapio.
Kana wakura kwa nkwa watuwa atira. Nga watu uje. Mariru kutu kwa nkwa kutu nkwa nayo. Mariru kutu kwa ndege. Nyewa kure nika. Wachenda kunzi. Wachenda kunzi. Wachenda kunzi. Wachenda kunzi. Zimana chinobuda. Wachikutari zwa Zimbabwe is open for business. Business rajeri funga shika. Menu kutu ya rubi tuwa. Kutu ya tunga kutu.
Thank you so much.
Let them put the people at their heart. ndokuti tichi tinovatungamirira kwete kuti vaite their own interests pamwoyo yavo zvinova zvokuti vakaona kuti vanhu varwadziwa then they put my soldiers nemapurisa on the street to oppress vanhu vari kurwadziwa right now iseking someone ari kuof
thank you mkomatapiwa titore mumwe muteereri mkomatapiwa thank you so much that's mkomatapiwa calling from Johannesburg South Africa he is a bit angry of what is happening in the country. He says it's just painful that people are struggling every day, and he's saying the unleashing of police and the army on the streets is a move by some of these people in government or high-placed people in the government to protect their wealth and their properties. So we have another caller, and the other speaker.
Yes, I guess this is what is global. Someone on void. Nyapila ngibana ngikhuluma la.
Uba kuNdlovu eJoburg.
Yeah, Ndlovini, kunjani?
Yeah, baba ayisiyaphila.
Bosela.
Ngazi sengiyibonayo lapha Duke.
Mhm.
Yabona i-government ezani.
Mhm.
Ifola ngabantu abanesizwe ezindzi odlula amagunya aseSouth Africa ngesikhathi sobandlulula zedula abantwana besikolo ezabo zimbo kudlula labo ngosathane bokugcina emhlabeni
ye singabathethisi kangako phela
abantu into abangayiyenza abademonstrate behlele ezindlini bengayiphandle ngoba bengabaphandle vele bazobalimaza ngoba ngabantu abanesizwe ezindzi abananembeza omncanyana nje nomuntu abasenawo sebenganembeza ama-interest abo kuphela ayikho nje enye into engayitsho kithi ngifuna kusho leyo nto nje abantu abademonstrate befale ezindlini zabo ngoba ngafuma phandle vele bazobalimaza abantu ezani sebenenhliziyo ezimbi amalida akhona nenhliziyo ezimbi ezindindindindi ezethusayo
hayi hayi sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu
abantu mabehlale ezindlini bengaphumeli phandle kuyidemonstration yabo noma bekhabe beyethenga ukudla kugcwale emakhaya behlale iviki lonke bengaphumi kungabuya futhi bephinde beyethenga behlale iviki lonke bengaphumi elibize lize liwe fufufufufu ngoba bayenza ngamabomu abantu bezani bahlukumeza abantu nje ngento engekho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu siyabonga baba. Yes, so Mr. Ndlovu is saying that people must actually demonstrate peacefully at home. It's just stay at home and don't go to the streets, you know. He says because ZANU-PF leaders are very ruthless. So maybe uGawule can...
Yes, Mr. Gawule.
Yeah, Baba Gawule, we are kuluma lapha ke uNdlovu Mzwile. Ngicela uphendule ngamafutshane sibili ngesiNdebele khonapho.
Mina ngivelele ukuthi abantu nxa behleli bengaphandle kwelizwe bavele babona ububi kuphela okuphakathi kwelizwe lapho bengekho khonapho xa esithi yena abantu laba kufana nokuthi abantu sizama ukuthi into mina kambe abantu nxa bedemonstrata i-constitution yezimbabwe iyakuvuma khonokho abantu bebedemonstrata all along ekuqaliseni ama-parties bedemonstrata kulokuthula kodwa ukudemonstrata lokho okudlulileyo kudale ukuthi abantu bademonstrate badiliva batshaya abantu balimaza i-property batshise izimoto batshise ama-buildings baluthe iimpahla zezitulo zabantu kube sokugcina sokusingcolisa ukuthi lama-investors agcine esebaleka ukuthi abuye phakathi kwelizwe leli kungeke kuyekele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangele khona ukuthi azikele abantu aphinde azikele le-property yabo uyabe nguhulumende wendani ongagoqa izandla kuphela nanzelela omunye obekhuluma ngokuthi uwadad yena ungakhuluma ngempilo yomuntu njani i-private life yomuntu iyivete uthi ubani uthenga imoto enje abantu bonke kambe kulabayanga labanothileyo phakathi kwemizwe ebasibeza kodwa njena ngu-m p kuphela nje kodwa ngozomabhizinisi nxazomabhizinisi ngazenza imali yakhe naleyo ayenzileyo kumbe kuliqiniso kumbe kungamanga ukuthi uthenge leyo mota kanti ukudinga impilo yomuntu ukuthi ubani uthenge lokhu ubani uthenge lokhu kusasezadinga uthenga uwadadeni uthenga umbheda uyasebenza khonoko
siyakuzwa bagawule kodwa ke nxa sikhangela abantu bakhala sibili kodwa siyabuya kuwe sibona ngani silokhola kumbe silokhola
tinemteereri iri parunhare
kayaslamuntilapachofunga
hatina regai tinzwi
yekutasasla
pana vachipere vachipere
makadi
takasimba ndiro zitanda gona kudaidza here
magonesa
aiwa ndizvozvo pinda hanyi muchirongwa tinzwe
okay right issue chinyaya ipapa kapa ndekuti kufamba kwenzou akumiswe nekuvhuka kwembwa. Zvavari kuita vakomana vakuda kuchifidzira kuti vanhu vange vachitya vatadze kunge vachiona zvinhu zvinoita sei zvekuti nyika ifambire mberi mberi. Saka zvekuchifidzira zvizva hazvichashandi muno muZimbabwe nekuti vanhu taneta ndeyatituma kuti tiite sei tinge tichinge tafunga mafungiro atafunga iwaya.
Imi muri kupi? Muri muZimbabwe?
Ndi muZimbabwe, ndi muno Harare.
Muri muHarare? Because tinombonzwa vamwe vachinyunyuta kuti kustudio 7 vanhu vanotaura kuti ngatipinde mumugwagwa ngatidii, vazhinji vacho vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vachikurudzira vari munyika, zvinei mati murimo munyika, aiwa zvasiyana.
Ndiri muno, kana mukaona nhamba dzangu dzende dzemuno,
ndizvozvo.
Hatina chekutiza, hatina chekutya.
Asi vachipere tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti kune urongwa huri kuitwa hwekugadzirisa upfumi. Hamuzoita here kunge makasika kumedza kutsenga muchada?
Ndiwo manyepo manje iwayo, nokuti tikataridza mukuva aripo kubva 2017 ndopaakapinda pakapisa mukanda nditi nokusvika iye zvino parizvino maelections akaitwa muna July last year. Kusvika parizvinezvi vautokwana gove hapana chafamba, vanozoda kugadzira chii? Tikatarisa futi vatungamiriri vavo ndovanga vagara varipo kubva panguva yaRobert, saka zvakangofanana.
Aivana
chatingatarisira chati chingati chingafari papa zvakuda vakomana vechidikisi.
Ndizvozvo. Haragai tigonzwawo kune vamwe kuti vanoti chii. Thank you so much, vachiperi maita basi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Gibbs, this is Mr. Chipere calling from Harare. He's saying that even if a dog barks all night, that does not stop an elephant from
walking through,
actually getting into the field, destroying the crops and everything. He says, so he's saying in this case, Zimbabweans should not be threatened by the police action. I mean, presence on the streets and all that, or whatever the government is doing. People should just take action and demonstrate, because things are not okay. They've been living from promise to promise, but the government is failing to deliver those promises.
So, Mr. Mafume is...
there's a caller, I think.
Oh, there's a caller? Yes. Let's check the caller first.
Caller,
you connect to me?
kuti ngiyangena lapha ehlebeni lami yaziza kuthi ngento ehlebeni lapho into kuti ekumele ndibe yazilio ekhuluma ngayo lesihlukumezayo kangaka lancwahlezi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Leli bala elithi ED lela ke lilithathe kahle kahle, ibala elithi ED lelo ED lelithi everything is dead litsho njalo, njengoba izinto zonke ezimbabwe lakulanto okuthiwa imile even one into. Siyahlupheka nje kuba bona lo omunye oseqeleni esikhuluma laye lapho lezani lo, ngoba niyazi ukuthi aba into nje iyacasula onyomanje. Sawuthi abanye abantu baphila kuphi umhlaba lapho okuthiwa thi khona nanxa sikhala ngobuhlungu bona bakhala ngobunandi, asikwazi ukuthi siphila kumhlaba onjani. Nxa iZimbabwe ingathi yona yona ifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuthi ithengise i-ivory yayo i-West Stream ukwenzela ukuthi igcine izinyamazana ezihle lakungani akulamuthi baphise ugcine inyamazana khonapho inesikweleti le-R605 million okumele isibhadale. Uyabona phela ukuthi luzwele yini olungavele ebantwini abadala abangabo idibo naku-everything is dead, ngoba kathesinje sithole nzima kanjalo. Yibona la abantu abakhuluma ukuthi abantu bathenga izinto abazifunayo ezibhedlela kungelamithi emaklinika amancane kungelamithi, sihlupheka sinje nxa abantwana bezimbabwe sifuna ukukhala amapholisa asivalela. Ime ngikwaziyo okuconstitution okuvunyelwa iconstitution ukuthi abantu kumele bademonstrate iconstitution yabo, amapholisa kumele avikele i-property, funa kube nezizigangi phakathi kwe-demonstration iyavuma. Bona kabathathe ngaleyo ndlela bafuna ukudila nabo nala abantu babedemonstrate behamba emgwaqweni. Kuyethi kwaziwe ukuvunywa iconstitution ukuthi amapholisa ahambe phambi kwabademonstrators nemuva nemaceleni, kwezele ukuthi bavikele ukuthi funa ngoba lezi yizigaba, hhayi ukuthi bavayela ukuthi vele bengaphumi khona ukuyakudemonstrate. Lokho kuthi bayakuthi kona bafuna ukuvikela i-property, ubani othele funa ukuthatha i-property, mali othele funa ukubulala abantu, ubani abantu bademonstrata lento ekhona emehlweni abo. Amapholisa akazithanga ngoba demonstration la ngemuva lemaceleni, yikho sikwaziyo kuba escort ukuthi kwengayo nje kugaga.
Ye, siyakuzwa, phose lokugcina baba.
Yebo.
Ye, phose lokugcina.
Yebo. Yikho ngifithe mina mina. Iba lithi it give everything is dead end of the story.
Hayi sibongi le story.
Ye. Safari 2% that just fitted very good by akhamba la mali ambo gino la kakhulu nyayo. Siyabonga futhi.
Hayi sibongi kakhulu ke ungadinga kusasa baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Stole. He's really complaining about what people are going through. You know, he says people are struggling to make ends meet, and there are some people yet who are actually driving Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I think this Lamborghini issue is coming up every minute. Mm-hmm. So maybe one day we're going to sit down and discuss some of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, people are allowed to protest, but police appear to be blocking people instead of protecting that kind of property. But he says protecting property has got some other meaning. He says, what's the intention of the police? Because people may not even burglarize or destroy property. So he's wondering what is going on. Maybe
okay,
let's go for Mafume.
Before we go to Mr. Mafume, Mafume, but I don't go to Wamananda. Wamananda or Parunare? Wamananda?
Mwadi yenye koko mese naisa ndi kuta ura zakawa nda nukuti zino kumbura wangu. Ndi chatanga angu nukuta kuta ura zakai pika mazika nige maira dari kapa wadari yenye wa makanda mei na hao.
Zine chekuite rine nye tru kurukura.
Kana ndikatende razo kanaka.
Vama nanda. Danchi funza uti zine chekuite rine nye tru kurukura nasi nukuti tine wate eriru wakawa nda waruda upinda mchirongwa saka utimbozo katuikisa go.
Yes. Because of Bautor and Amafumo Manja Manja, and there's a night that we need to quotation here. Mugimai Agatawa City, my MP, the AMDC, Kanamti Chenera, Kutumurako and a privilege, Yakofi, EFA, and Kidua, and so the Takakaru Zirai. In that background, Amafumo and Taura Kut, my US dollar, Marie Ina Locator. Mangu piki sana nao kuna wakapira ndega. Na tende njida kufuza kuti is he an MP or is an individual. Kukana ari MP, wama pune wa teta urahu kuti my MPs unallocated. Does it also include himself as Mr. Mafume, as an individual, as an MP? If he is allocated as well, then they are double standard. They cannot come out here and complain and say the government is not doing well, the government is a failure. You know, like Donald Trump at New York Times, New Washington, what Matepa Nia Zani put Amira Shatalpa, Pansuru America. You see what Nia Zita can she took away Kaledu. I said, could this was removed? This was removed as no bad moon. Kusanganyisira isu varikuno kudanya ngemika vaozanupfu handifariri situation iri mukati menyika ndinovimba kuti nyika ichasimuka zvinoitawo kuti munhu wese asunguke and my dream is about everybody to commit themselves and sit down on one table, come up with a solution. What can we do to take out our country from this problem that we are experiencing currently? Kwete kuita madouble standard ukuti ukutakaguta ukutochema zvinoita kuti vanhu vanodotambura vave nekugwadziwa ezvisimaiti tinotambura navo tese isi tisingatamburi navo tese. Zvakaipa mukadzi wei akapaoni kuti ine mamps eamdc handizvo dzakazvo takakuvhoterai takakuvhoterai kuti munotimirira but kana maakudenta into the tune of this you are surprising us. That's why ndabvunza kuti vamafume kana vachiti mari inoaloketewa nani kana ichialoketewa mamp does it also include mamps eamdc if it includes them.
Vamananda regai ndingopawa Mafume mukana vakupindurira Mafume ngoti ga 30 seconds titore mumwe muteereri.
Hakuna mmp wekuopposition anopuwa 200,000. MP ezanu PF they've already got cars. Even losing MPs were allocated the cars from the state. Dine maflag dziri kufamba dzakanzi zanu PF dziya. Even when they lost they were given two twin cabs. In addition, they are now being given money to buy Lamborghinis. There is no opposition MP that will ever be given the amount of money that was given to Wajajena. Wajajena already has a car that was given to him by ZANU-PF at Queen Cape before the election. And they gave it to even those who lost elections against the MDC. The MDC MPs have not been given any of their allocations. And in any event, they are not being given 200,000. Varukupua 200,000. Do ava vanozviti vakakosha
vamafume ndingo kanda kamvunzo tomboti vapiwa mukana iwoyo wekuti vanga vachiwana 200,000 veMDC vanotambira ikamofunga kuti vanoramba
anenge atambira anobuda tinomubvidisa muparlament anenge anzi apiwa 200,000 kuhuori hunotyisa huori hunosemesa huori hunoita kutosora maZimbabweans kumeso hatitambiri zvakadaro zvinonyadzisa pasi nekudenga kuti murume mumwe chete angada kugara kuisa maharo ake pa 200,000 achifamba nayo mustreet vanhu vachifa nenzara vanhu vachifa vachitadza kurapwa
vanhu
vachifa nezvimwe zvakadaro hazvigoni zvinhu zvakapfuta kudaro.
Thank you so much vamafume vamanhanda ndinotenda ndofunga manzwa mhinduro yabva kuna vamafume totora mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Sedon vatora nguva vakati vakabata parunare makadii mukoma Sedon
ndakasimba makadii
takasimba muri kufona muri kupi
muHarare Zimbabwe
muHarare tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu
nyaya yacho handina kuzvinzwa payatangira.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti nhasi muHarare mamuchinzi makazara mapurisa zvimwe chetewo nemaya maguta emunyika zvichinzi kune mapurisa akawanda kudarika zvinosimbotariswa mazuva tinosimbosanganwa nazvo mazuva ose. Tanzwawo gurukota rezviri kudzivirwa kwenyika amai upamuchingurika shiri vachitaurawo kuti mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kunenge kuchizoitwa munyika. Ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura.
Oraiti hai zvenyika yeZimbabwe yanetsa iyi. Handifungi kuti nyika iyi ine kwaichaenda kutodonha kwai kutoita ikoko bhikozi sara chokwadika vanhu vezanupf ndovari kuuraya nyika kutouraya nyika chaiko chaiko bhikozi zvikungoratidza zvega pachena kuti nhau itomuripo ndeve kuti havadi kuvanogara nevamwe vanhu vangoda kuti zvinhu zvavo zvezvinhu zvese zvemunyika zvinakirivo chete chete nekuti dai vavari vanhu vaida kuti zvinakire munhu wese ka vangadai vachinzwa kupfungwa dzevamwe vanhu. So havadi pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu. Ukangotaura chaunenge watongotaura ichigara watoziva kuti aidha rinozodoka varini watodisapia.
Saka vari kuuraya nyika nemutoo upi? Nokuti nyika ndopauri pamakawaka imi pamugere ndo nyika yacho imimi. ZANU-PF iri kuuraya nyika sei?
Chinhu chinoita kuti uraya nyika inhau yenhu ikonomi iripo pari zvinhu handiti ikonomi yedu yese yaparara zvinhu zvese hapana chiri kufamba. Even magetsi tingangoti zviro zvese muZimbabwe hapana chatingati ndochiri nani ichi ndochina hapatorina ndongoti titongori pazero takutoenda kutosvika pazero zvinhu zvese zvinoraramisa munhu muZimbabwe zvese zvitongori pazero.
Thank you. Maita basa mukoma Sedon. That's mukoma Sedon calling from Harare. He says he does not think the country is going anywhere, and he's accusing ZANU-PF people of killing the country economically, and he says economically the country is dead. There's no electricity, everything is dead. So we hear from Mr. Gaule after we check the caller.
Yes, what imbaleke okuthunyezwa ngabantu lapha ku Facebook jonga.
Yes.
Kulo Clemens Mzola Dube uthi mhlawumbe ukutshengisela emgoqweni yiko ungasikhulula kuZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke abanye labo bathumezela sibili siyabonga kakhulu abanjengobaba kaThando uthi people demonstrated during 2017. No property was destroyed because police were there to protect properties. And then kuzobuya ke uTendai uthi kunjani jonga lo Dube. UAndile la uyabhala lapha ke uthi kangibuze baba Dube yona i-government ithini mayibona izinto zisiba nzima kanje. Ungabe lawo umuntu yedwa khonapho nje ungambala jonga.
Tinawo vateereri tinamukoma Victor Solomon Hamandisha hands watching from Zanzi Cape Town vari kutiona vari ikoko zvimwe chenamukoma Shadrick Bypai vari ku Cape Town. Ignatius Muranda Lakemore hands watching from Mozambique. Cabo Delgado. Then zvimwe chete Danmore Nyarudzu watching from Cape Town, more blessing South Africa. Then kuna mkoma Shadrick Baipai, and there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. You are told that you are not free. The army and police are forced. They are also tired of the nuisance government. Maonera awaya kwaita mukoma Dennis Gorivota anzi chimboverenga iwo zvinofungwa nevateereri vari kunyora paFacebook. Aiwa ndozva tiri kuverenga mukoma. Then mukoma Dennis Gorivoto wabva wanyora pasi apo zvikanzi caller is offside. Rebates are for cars to use in constituencies. Then mukoma Jafet Kapera anzi vakadhakwa babao ndovateereri vanyora paFacebook. Pashona chimbotora muteereri tinzwa ari parunaro.
Yeah, what is kurumairo mutose tsongwane lapa kunjani kona petsongwane? Halo, ekungwane njani?
Yebo, njani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Undlela esiphezini.
Ye, kunjani esiphezini kula ngapha?
Hayi, esiphezini kuwomile shem.
Ye, lokho kodwa kule ntondolo ezinkulu phela.
Ya, zikhona nje bhadla zamanzi asekho lo nyaka.
Hayi, kuzima mfowethu. So wena ungathini ke ngakhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siyabona ukuthi iHarare lezinye indaba kuthiwa bekugcwele amapolisa emelele ukuthi avimbe ukuthi abantu bengajengiseli emgoqweni. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela ke okweZimbabwe wonabona zani ukuya ngapha konke lokho?
Hayi, mina into nje kuphele ngayikhuluma inyuzi ngihlala ngizilalela nsuku zonke sibili, but inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu okokuthi njengikufisayo kuphela ukuthi iZANU PF ngayiyasuka embusweni. Yikho engibona kuthiwa iZimbabwe izakuba lokuthula kuphela, akukho kunengakukhuluma phandle kwakhona lokho.
Kodwa yapho kuphuma nje kungela khetho.
Hayi, kanti vele njengoba noba ze kuvote bahlala bekhona phaa bethi bona bawinile bengawinanga, so kusalayo ngcono nje kuphela uNkulunkulu ebasuse yena kuphela.
Ehe, so lapho uthi kumele bebhubhiswe kumbe into ezinjalo uthini kolapho mfowethu?
Ngezinye iindlela akube khona uNkulunkulu ababonela khona indlela yokuthi besuke laphana, cause thina sesihlele ukuthi sibakhiphe sareni ngabo lapo.
Ehe, hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Kunjani uTheo ngapho, sesiphezini?
Yes, sesiphezini kobulawayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthe ibizo mbani?
UThindlela.
Oh, Thindlela, sibonge kakhulu Ndlela.
Hayi, la mnyabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Ndlela says there's only one solution, divine intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So he says God should actually intervene here and then deal with whatever is happening.
Mm.
So that's where he says maybe Zimbabwe can be a better place. So okay, now, yes, so maybe wrapping up, let's talk about the way forward. Is there any way forward for Zimbabwe? Maybe these two gentlemen may know.
Yes, we can hear from Mr. Kaole.
Mr. Kaole, is there any way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes, before that, let me respond to issues raised by Mr. Mapume.
Just briefly, please.
To respond in Shona, so that he because we have to call Shona. Ndoda kutaura kuti inyaya yekuti ma MPs ezanu PF akatengerwa dzimota akaita sezi manyepo okupedzira, nokuti kana vachi ku parliament vanopiwa ivo vanopiwa mari vamwe vachingapiwi manyepo, hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro. Kana ma MPs eri ku parliament hakusarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe pati yakati yakati. Ma MPs are MPs, they are entitled to ma benefits akafanana, masalaries akafanana, yoke zvinhu zvakafanana, mari vanotambira mari yakaenzana. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mota dziya hadzisi zvema MPs dzavanoshandisa idziya, ndedze party. Party yakapa constituencies. Ma constituencies acho uchikambidzirwa ma MPs acho ndiyo akatora vakava vanhu vanochengeta mota dzacho. Mota ndedze party, ndizvo zvine ma logo eparty, everything ndedze party, and those are party vehicles. Mota dzeparty hadzisi mota dzema MPs. MaMPs achawana mota dzavo kuparliament, but iye zvino akatawana mota ari kushandisa dzeparty dzacho, mota dzakapiwa, mota dzeparty izvozvo.
Thank you so much on that point. On that point, Mr. Kaole, thank you so much for clarifying that issue, you know, on the side of ZANU PF. But then the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes. I think it's only that people, Zimbabweans must come together. This is our country that God gave us. And God gave us this country. We don't have two countries. And this is the country that we must put our heads together, work together, and really, you know, for the good of the generations to come. And the thing is, there is sabotage. And the sabotage, who is causing the sabotage? Who is causing the increases of the price, of these prices that are increasing almost every day? But remember, to me, the dollar prices that were there in 2013, they are still the same, the U.S. dollar prices. For example, let me just give an example. Something that was $2 in 2012 is still $2 today in U.S. dollars. It's only that you don't have our own currency. We have this bond thing. You know, when it comes to the rand and the dollar, we don't have any problem. U.S. dollar and the rand. But here, we have a problem with this bond note. So the government must phase out the bond note, and then we move on.
Mm-hmm. I see. Also, Akulu, thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mfume.
Yes, sir. Garimbo, ungo veringa mashoko maviri matatu. Akandwa ne watereriwe. Ne wanutera Studio 7 pashona Facebook anzi na mkoma Richard Moyo ndofunga nemfundisi Richard Moyo vari ku South Africa anzi Studio 7 zveshuwa zvinorwadza chose kuona Zimbabwe ichitumira mapurisa mazhinji muHarare nemunyika yose kuratidza kuti havana hanya na vana uye vanoda kuti vachemere ani nokuti kunonzi mwana asingacheme anofira mubereko zvino voti vochema nenhamo vonzi nyararai vorowa vourava vosungwa Zimbabwe iri kuenda kupi anzi baba rudzii asingateereri vana vako kana kupa zvichemo zvavo unovatambudza ndava Richard Moyo vanyora then kuda musere anzi kutonga kwechisimba are these ZANU PF leaders patriotic ndobva vaisa mibvunzo yakati ma question mark akawanda anzi question mark nganga 4 then reason uvadze anzi ndifonerei ndabvira kare makabvira kare muchiti ndichataura musingandipe mukana ndofunga tiri kuedza kuvabata hatizovati nhauri yavo yekufamba seki
yes lavanye futi lapo Justin Ngwenya kuti ngilani ngilapa eBotswana esinzima isimo ekhaya baba Dube kunomzane kavana uJeff Maswanise lo Timon Moyo bathi lokho esikhona Dube asiyindawo silalele kuzobekeke uMartin Frank samamo kuti ngicela imfoni lekhona manje ukona ngale ke kwele South Africa ukuthi sibili nyacela yebo sithembisa ukuthi sizakhuluma lomafume
ngeway
forward eZimbabwe tipo
yes bamafume anzire mangwana reZimbabwe ndezvipi zvamungataura
it has been outlined by President Nelson Chamisa the way forward is that we need the dialogue as a matter of urgency which is mediated by an independent mediator we deal with the issue of legitimacy which is the political question of the day they stole an election They stole a country. They stole a president. So that needs to be set straight. That needs to be put clear so that we join all the nations. We deal with national healing. People were killed. Itai Dzamara is still missing. Many people were killed after August. In January, people are being slaughtered like sheep. People are being slaughtered like cattle or pigs. We need to sort that out. We need to deal with national healing. We go to international relations. We deal with the economy. Get into the main economic issues once we have dealt with legitimacy. We deal with the integration into the international community. Those rukudi watikaita izvozvo zvokuti paitike dialogue. Zvinotibetsera kwete dialogue yavari kuitai nevanhu vasina mombe ivo vachiinda kudhidhi yekuti vanotsvaga vanhu vokunotaura ava vana Brian Muteki vaiita basa rekuveza matombo akatotadza kuvhoterwa nokuti matombo ake haana kumuka kunomuvhotera varhu vasina kana kumiririra vanhu vachisiya boka rakavakunda mumaelection vachisiya munhu akavakunda mumaelection wavakabirira kutonga kwenyika iko zvino kutonga kwekuba hakushandi kutonga kwekuba kune ngozi nyika yodzokera sure yofamba nenhende sure hakuna kana chiri kufamba everything is at a standstill because havadi kuti titaurirane ende ndoo zvinodiwa kuita kana izvozvo zvatadza vanhu vachapinda mumugwagwa kuti vatiratidzire in terms as peacefully in terms of section 59 tinoti mapurisa avaisa ivavo ndemamwe mademonstrators avatotungamidza mberi nokuti mapurisa iwavo arivo munzara ndovachatotanga kudemonstrata vachitaridzira kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, votozojoiniwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe nokuti vari kudyavo vari kujuruja majuru nemuromo, hapana chiri kubuda, zvese zviri kurwadza. And takagarira murutsva tisina kana chekuvharira, tichiteya tichiteya mbeva murutsva, tiri kutsva kwese. Saka ivo vavatungamidza mberi vava ndovo vachange vari kutanga, ndovo vatovatanga kuinda mberi kuti vanhu vaite peacefully demonstrate nokuti vanenge varamba kuti titaurirane. They would have refused to come to the negotiating table as people. So
thank
those
you.
That they put in place right now are the first ones to demonstrate. It is a demonstration that everything is not well. It is a peaceful demonstration by the police, which will be joined by the rest of the population.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you. Before Gibbs, I give you the mic. Maybe I just want to clarify that Mr. Brian Muteki, being an artist, is also a Zimbabwean, and he has a right to contest in any election. And for people to vote, they don't vote for you because you know, as a Matombo or a stone sculptor. No, they vote for you because of the promise that you give them. What you have, what are you offering? Just like when I decided to go and campaign. If it were not for you, who said don't go? I was going to be one of those driving the Lambos. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, see, Baba Kaule, nje. Baba Kaule, so ngas fika kona pema petroling wena ngubona wako sibili. Ubona ngane zane ele Zimbabwe lilakho ukuthi likuqoke yini? Kube kuyahlala konje baba.
Ye, ngingakathi ngingaphendula lo mbuzo, ngicela ukukhuluma into encane nje ukuthi ngikhumbuze umafuma enye into encane ukuthi
10 seconds
nxa ikhangele uthi yena uma Chamisa wathola amazwi, ngicela ukuthi ngikucace lokhu namhlanje ngitshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi uChamisa amavotes MDC Alliance amavotes ayo ngatholwa ngama MPs ingakhangela representation yabo kuParliament nezalo PF badliwa kuelection, kodwa into eyenzakalayo uChamisa azethola amavotes angani athe phezulu ngamavotes avela kumgabe uChamisa wathola amavotes kuzalo PF ayevela kumgabe umgabe zethena votelani uChamisa kulabanye abantu bezalo PF ababele kumlisele anoba kulama factions lapha abanye bavota belandela umgabe akukhulumayo yiuChamisa kala amavotes kala amavoti kaaseko katezikuye.
So kodwa ke kuyalungiseka yini okwenzakala eZimbabwe
baba kaKhulu? Kakhulu kodwa ke ukuthi abantu abanjengabochamisa bayazitshela bona bafuna ukuzilinganisa lo president. Inkubona kwesikhathi yakhompyutha lo president izama ukuthi ezinye izinto umpresident zenzani la esekhonapho la esezapho. Hayi, ayisikho lokho. Kakambe efunde eSouth Africa ukuthi nxa uyilida ye-opposition nawe uyabe ukukhona kodwa ungazilinganisi lo president, ngazilinganisela amanye ama-leaders amapartizana la alahlekelwayo ekhethweni naye beselungiselela ukhetho olunye olulandelayo engafuni ukuzilinganisa lo mongameli. Upresident weZimbabwe munye aba babili engathi nxa elele ezikhumbuze konoko kungayisikho azitshele kungayisikho, kafundi kwezi zinto ngendlela eqondileyo, afundi nakwabomakhelwane ukuthi bayenza njani izinto zabo.
Kodwa phela nxa sikhangela baba Gawule, umnumzana uChamisa asiwe yedwa okumele ukuthi kulungiswe ilizwe laye, bakhona abanye pho kumele benzeni?
Ye, abanye laba abaqhubekele phambili ngokuthi Chamisa ashiye yedwa ukuthi ongathi nxa engekho enhlekeni ezinye ezizelwa abanye ukuthi asambe ukuthi siyokhuluma sindawonye nxa esebuthi engeke kudonswe ngamaketani uChamisa edonswe kumbe ngegrade ethingo legrade ukuthi adonswe alethwe lapho kumele kuhlangane khona abantu nxa engafuni kafumi kodwa ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili. Abanye abantu abakhona bona abakhona abanye abahlanganisa umqondo wonke bekhangela ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe, ihlelo aliqhubekele phambili, abantu bakhulumisane kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu bangenane ndawonye besebenze ndawonye ilizwe liqhubekele phambili.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke ngicathisa ngumafume 10 seconds nje khona.
Vamafume mashoko enyu yokupesera amungasiyira vateereri nevatariri.
I think as a nation we are at a crossroads. We need to be brave. There needs to be strong decisions made. We need to show that we are not happy and we need to be peaceful. But we cannot continue as wakoni zvikoni zvikoni mimba ibine gosoro varume avatadza kutonga.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, former Chorocho Senator Mr. Pilifi Kahule, MTC spokesperson Jacob Mafume. Thanks also to all those who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri ndotenda vose vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa vakundi kana kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwa kuti Studio 7 iriko mazuva ose mangwana tinemi murara zvakanaka.